Hello, this is Dustin Wilmus. You might know me from The 5 Count here on KMSU, a show on Saturday nights at 9 p.m. Go to the5count.com for more info on that. But right now, it is time for a bonus interview here on KMSU. We're joined today by Ivan Doroshuk. You might know him as the founder, singer for the band Men Without Hats. They're back on the road here for 2024. Ivan, how's it going today?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for joining me.
No problem. My pleasure.
Well, first of all, Men Without Hats, you guys are back on the road here for quite a few shows in 2024. How's it been going so far, getting back out on the road?
Oh, it's been great. We've been at it for a while now, and it's great. It's great to see the original fans out there, and we're having a lot of fun.
Yeah, I imagine you must be seeing people of all ages out in the crowds these days.
Yeah, no, our original fans are there. Sometimes they bring their kids. Sometimes they bring their grandkids, so it's cross-generational. It's a blast.
Awesome. Well, will you guys be adding more shows here as the year goes on?
Oh yeah, we're doing quite a bunch of shows this year. We've got the Totally Tubular tour in the summer, and they're actually adding more shows to that tour, and we'll be playing shows all over North America. We're going down to South America, Europe. We're going all over the place this year.
Excellent. And I see that your brother, Colin, is back playing with you as well. And that's got to be special for you guys to be working together still after all these years.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. We're having a lot of fun. It's like we're back in the 80s again. It's crazy.
Well, I know you had a pair of albums out not too long ago, Men Without Hats Again, Part 1 and 2. What made you decide to get back into the studio again? I know it's been about, I guess, 10 years maybe since the previous album.
Yeah, well, it was actually the fans were requesting new music. They kept at us, asking us when are you guys going to put out a new record. So we were kind of forced to do it, and we had a lot of fun making the records, and I think it shows on the recordings. It's great.
Well, the new music, it has a classic Men Without Hats sound, but also sounds modern as well. I think that says a lot about the influence that music has had, and really how much today's top 40 music can really be traced back to the time when you guys were first coming out.
Well, that's it. That's what we realized making this record, is that you, listening to Top 40 radio today, you hear a lot of 80s sounds out there. There's the big drum sounds, there's all the synthesizers, the robot voices, there's all kinds of things that, that reflect back to the 80s. So it's that's what's helped us keep going. And I think the 80s, people like the 80s because the songs were... There were songs, there were melodies, there was sing-along, stuff you could sing around the campfire and stuff that you could remember. And it was kind of a happy time. It was good. Happy time in music.
And really, I think you could be more adventurous, maybe, you could say, back then. I mean, at any given point on the radio, you could hear maybe half a dozen different genres all within 1 hour.
Yeah, no, that's great. I mean, I grew up in a really, great period of music in the 70s and the 80s and even the 90s. Those were great times for music. A lot of great songs were written during those periods, and I'm really lucky for that.
Well, with all the different music back then and the different genres, the safety dance never really left. It seems like not just radio, but TV and movie soundtracks. I mean, really, that song, I think, is the one that a lot of people think of when they think of that era.
Yeah, well, I think the lyric is the message was can still be understood today. I think people can still, it still resonates with people. You can dance if you want to, march to your own beat. Don't be influenced by peer pressure. I think especially today that message comes across loud and clear to people, that they should just do what their heart tells them to.
Well, it's always great to have a major hit like that, but on the flip side, I mean, you had so many other great songs, and maybe people missed some of the stuff that you released. Is that frustrating at all to kind of sort of have your music lost in the shuffle, maybe in a way, from your own success?
Well, we had people remember us from Safety Dance and Pop Goes the World also. So I'm kind of doubly blessed. And, when I think back, there's so many bands there that tried to make it and never got heard. So if it's only one song or two songs, I'm happy for that, and I'll take it.
Well, that time period meant so much to people, and, people are very nostalgic for that time, and also younger kids now really getting into the music as well. It seems like bands who found success back in the new wave era, I guess you'd call it, really thriving again nowadays.
Oh, yeah, that's it. We're back on the road. I mean, we've been doing a lot of these 80s tours and with a lot of my my contemporaries back then, and we're having a blast. I mean, the crowds are great. Everybody's, like I said, bringing their kids, and it was a great time for music, and I think that that the kids appreciate that today.
Yeah, I love that they have so many of these tours where several bands can get together, and I'm sure there was always, you know, kind of a competition or friendly rivalries back then, but now it's got to be almost kind of like a class reunion to get all these bands back together again.
Exactly. Like, I likened it to being on a hockey team or being on a sports team back then. There was a lot of competition. There's only so many clubs to play at, so many venues. There's only so many journalists to interview you. There's only so many spots on the top 40, you know, so it was a lot of competition back then, but now we're all past that. We're all doing it because we love it. We like what we're doing, and it is a big class reunion. It's a lot of friends getting together and spreading the word.
Well, we mentioned the new albums again, Part 1 and 2. Could we see maybe some more stuff down the road? Is there anything else you guys are working on?
Yeah, actually, we're going back in the studio in about a month now. We got some new stuff coming out, and hopefully it'll be ready for this summer, and we'll be able to release it just before we hit the road.
And with the other albums, it seems like there's new stuff on there, and then some of that stuff maybe from back in the day that you guys just got around to finishing up?
Yeah, that was those albums were. Part one was a cover songs, an album of cover songs, and part two is a bunch of songs that we had a bunch of stuff back in the vault. We had a lot of demos that never got released, and so we finished all these things up, and that's why it sounds like the 80s, but it's contemporary too. So it's a lot of fun.
That's awesome. You guys held on to that stuff. You know, as we mentioned, what's old is new again. That stuff is back out, and it's back on the top of the charts again. So it's great that you guys are in the mix.
Yeah, no, like I said, those were. It was a good time in music, and a lot of good songs, a lot of great melodies, and stuff that people. You know, when you have a great melody out there, it can be remembered for a long time.
Well, Ivan, we mentioned the music you're working on and the shows this year. Is there anything else maybe we should be watching out for?
Well, that's about it. We're pretty busy. We've you know, between recording and these concerts coming up, we've been pretty busy, and we're hoping to do it for quite a while yet. So the crowds are there, and everybody's having a great time. So it's really, really great to be back.
Excellent. Again, it's been great speaking with you, Ivan. I've been a big fan of yours for a long time, and it's great that you guys are back out and getting it done. And hopefully we can speak again sometime.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Dustin. Bye-bye now.
And again, that was Ivan Doroshuk from Men Without Hats. They're back on the road here for 2024. You can get more information at safetydance.com.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. 'Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I say we can go where we want to, a place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. And we can dance. Behind. 'Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. We can go when we want to, night is young and so we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance, they're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, we can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance, everybody's taking the chance. Safe to dance, oh, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. Down, down, down. We can dance if we want to. We've got all your life in mind. As long as we abuse it, never gonna lose it. Everything will work out right. I say, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I say, we can dance, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, we can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, everybody's making a chance.